We've made it to the middle of the week in a short work week. It's Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And today I'm going to punch you into Saturday.
I'll take it. Let's go.
Okay. Saturday is the fourth annual Ozark Writers Live at the Fayetteville Public Library, which I'm looking at across the street. And it looks really pretty from here, but I digress. This is when Arkansas writers come together to talk about what they do and to talk with people who would like to be writers. Their headliner, so to speak, is Brooks Blevins, who has a book called Arkansas with a W, How Bear Hunters, Hillbillies, and Good Old Boys Defined a State.
It's really a fascinating book. I've talked with Brooks before, and it talks about how popular culture has sort of, especially in the last 50 or 60 years, dictated what many people not from Arkansas, not in Arkansas, think of Arkansas.
Did you know this really started before the Civil War?
Yeah.
When I talked to him, you know, right before the Civil War, there was this great, what he calls Southwestern humor movement, sort of the Mark Twain kind of humor. And Arkansas was becoming a state, you know, kind of wild and free, and a perfect backdrop for a lot of those stories. So a lot of this inferiority complex we have as Arkansans or Arkansas-ers dates clear back to before the Civil War. It will be a very interesting talk. Also appearing, Abby Burnett, a good friend of mine, a freelance journalist and author, who is working on the definitive book about funeral customs in the Ozarks.
And I'm anxiously awaiting that book.
Mike McCarthy, writer and photographer. Brett Schulte, journalist and University of Arkansas professor, songwriter Shannon Wurst, and a panel of area poets, Jeff Olsner, Mindy Knott, Carolyn Gaisanio.
I think you got it there.
Good. And Davis McCombs, and they'll all talk about what they do. This is from 9:30 to 5 on Saturday at the Fayetteville Public Library, and it's my favorite thing, free. Also on Saturday, I want to give you a heads up, and this is a very personal story to me. It's Pioneer Day in St. Paul, which is southeast of Fayetteville in Arkansas 16, and the Shiloh Museum will debut a book that is very near and dear to my heart. Most people don't find out they have a terminal illness and write a book.
Right.
But my father-in-law did. He's lived in Pettigrew all of his life. And he remembers the old days when it was the terminus for the railroad and a bustling town and the hardwood capital of the world, which is part of the title. Pettigrew, Arkansas, the hardwood capital of the world, will debut that day at Pioneer Day. And Lord willing, he'll be there to say hello to you.
Hope so. Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is entertainment editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.